Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just like Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, the Holy Spirit arranges things just perfectly so that we can proclaim Jesus. I have a dear friend who's a focused missionary on the East Coast at a college campus. She's trying to organize Bible studies for college athletes who are just getting started, and they already had one for a non-denominational Christian group for Bible studies for athletes. So they sent an invitation to her for her to come, and she was happy to. And they were going through the I am statements of the Gospels. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the one time she was invited, they're going through, I am the bread of life. And they're just talking about John 6 over and over again, this group of non-Catholics. And they're going through what they think it means. And they turn to her, "Hey you, our guest, what do you think it means when Jesus says, I am the bread of life?" And the Holy Spirit arranged open field. And she started proclaiming Jesus, that the Eucharist is Jesus, that when Jesus says, my flesh is the true bread from heaven, she's got to teach them and everyone that Jesus wants to give us his body, his blood, that he wants us to receive him into our very bodies. My second grader friends, you just got to do that for the first time. Is that right? Raise your hand if you got to receive your first Holy Communion. Okay, wonderful. So happy for you guys. You guys got to receive Jesus, his body, his blood for the first time. You guys have God in you. And in like 10 minutes, you're going to get to do that again. Receive the body and blood of Jesus. It is so good, you can't keep that to yourselves. Where are my first grader and kindergartner friends? First grade, kindergarten. Okay, wonderful. I want you guys to help our second graders learn how to proclaim Jesus. Second grader friends, raise your hands again. Great job. Now, those guys right there, kindergartners and first graders, I want you all to go up to at least one of them and ask them what it was like to receive Jesus' body and blood. Again, like 10 minutes, they're going to receive God in their bodies when they receive Holy Communion. You guys will get to do that pretty soon, but they know what it's like. So I want you all to find one of them and ask them, what was it like to receive Jesus? All right, second grader hands, put your hands down. First graders and kindergartners, put your hands back up. Wonderful job. Second grader friends, if they don't come up to you, I want you all to find one of them and just tell them what it was like to receive Jesus. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you how to proclaim Jesus and how good he is to you. And you can do this every day of your life because he likes to do it. This time we're going to have some training and learn how to proclaim Jesus, most especially in the Eucharist. Because Jesus loves you. He wants to give himself to you every single Sunday of your lives, and even more often than that. But he's so good, we can't keep him to ourselves.